Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world.
We're at Lakeland, and we will be with our next speaker and interview. His name is Jamie Beckett. Jamie, glad to have you. Thanks so much for showing up.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much. This is the best week of my life. I just appreciate it.
How so, Jamie?
Well, I grew up in an aviation family. My dad was a Pan Am pilot. Aviation was a big part of my life since childhood, and I'm just lucky to live here in Polk County where this is a neighborhood activity for me.
Now, what makes you special is not only that you are a CFI, but you are also a councilman or person.
City commissioner in the city of Winter Haven.
Wonderful. What type of work do you do there besides promoting general aviation?
Well, a city commissioner's job is to manage the budget and the overall working of the city. But I just have the unique attribute that my background is aviation. So as a flight instructor, I really do get into the educational aspect and the fact that this can extend not just to people our age, but to kids. As a matter of fact, my 11-year-old is flying now. And it just goes to show people aviation is much more broad than the average person thinks it is.
Mm-hmm. And as a CFI, you're able to use those skills and talent. You're able to visit the airport. You're able to see what is going on, inject some probably suggestions, monies, hopefully, revenues, to keep it strong and viable.
Absolutely true, but you know, even bigger than that, something that Sun and Fun absolutely proves, a huge part of the viability of aviation is attitude. The way the city administration, any city administration, deals with the users on the field, the tenants, the visitors, the transients that come through, the ability to just really welcome them and recognize aviation as a viable part of our economic future.
Mm-hmm. And I understand, too, that you're part of the GLIM organization.
I am.
That's been very, very helpful to general aviation and donated a lot. So we appreciate all those GLIM representatives, the people, and working there. Would you tell us a little bit about that organization and what they do for general aviation?
Absolutely. Dr. GLIM developed a terrific system over 30 years ago of a very, very concise outline format to teaching. And I am fortunate to be able to be an aviation editor at GLIM. It's a great opportunity to cover everything from sport pilot through seaplane all the way up to ATP. I'm an AMP, so I get to get into the aviation maintenance part of it as well. It's just a really exciting thing where we get to share that information through books, through online courses, through software that can be installed on your computer that really does spread out to an enormous group of people all around the world. And actually, just to illustrate that, one of the things I do is deal with flight instructors who are taking the flight instructor refresher course. I just recently had a fellow complete it who was on an aircraft carrier on duty, but because it's available as an online course, he could keep his CFI current by taking the course even while he was at sea.
Wow. As a local government, how do you see general aviation and the compatibility with the local metropolitan area? Do you see problems there, or do you think things are getting ironed out? What do you see, John?
Well, you know, in all honesty, I think it's all good news, really. One of the things that's been exciting to me is I've gotten into city government, and you go to all the functions. Mm-hmm. I've been able to introduce pilots to city people who they thought they were just businessmen. Mm-hmm. They didn't realize they were also aircraft owners and pilots, and they didn't see the overlap. And, you know, the better picture you have of your customer, the better a service you can offer them. So it's been really exciting to me just that I can bridge these two worlds. Maybe the biggest problem I've ever seen for aviation is that the non-aviation public doesn't think they're part of this, and they don't see an entryway for themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's terrific to be able to tell people, oh, you've known each other for 10 years. Well, Bill's a pilot. Did you know that? And they start to view it in a different way and realize, oh, this really is accessible to anyone, regardless of your income level, regardless of your educational background. You can go from wherever you are to where you want to be in aviation, and there's a path to follow.
And you see the prospects on the horizon very positive for general aviation in the community.
I think sport pilot has really been a huge boon where people start to realize you can get in this in incremental steps. They people tend to see aviation and they think of the ATP. And that is a great goal for a lot of people, but it's not where everyone wants to go. But you can get in at the sport pilot level and still fly seaplanes, fly tail draggers, tricycle gears. You can build your way up. You can get into instrument if you think that'll help your business, where you get to commute larger distances or cover a larger sales area. I see all positives. It's just we have to communicate our message correctly, and I think we're starting to do it. I really do.
Well, not only are you government, but you're a CFI, so I get to change gears on you just a little bit here, and that is, what do you see as a CFI riding GLIME, doing probably flight reviews? Do you see pilots not taking the risk that they had in the past? Do you see pilots being more aware of their surroundings, their skills, their airplanes, the weather? How are you seeing that?
Well, it's an interesting dichotomy, in all honesty. I think the educational process is getting through to pilots that safety has to be job one all the time. And that extends to the runway incursion problem that we had in years past.
Yes.
People are starting to realize now you really have to be aware of the markings at the airport, where you are. Don't be ashamed to ask for a progressive taxi if you need it. On the other side, the technology has advanced so dramatically, especially in panel avionics. We're starting to see a little bit of an issue where pilots, as they transition to glass cockpits, aren't necessarily aware being proficient at one doesn't automatically make you proficient at another.
True.
You have to train for the equipment you're on. That's not just the aircraft, but also the avionics that are installed in it.
Yes. So what flight reviews, when you do a flight review, what are you seeing that seems to give pilots the most problems?
You know, It's the simple things. Things like using the checklist. Sometimes you get people who are under the impression, if I'm using the checklist, it shows weakness. It doesn't. It shows professionalism. True. I expect you to pull out that checklist and use it for everything, just like the examiner expected it of me. It really is the simple things. It's decision making. It's deciding, you know what, maybe the wind is a little beyond my capacity today. Even though we plan to go, let's postpone this. Those are the kinds of things that I think we have to constantly remind ourselves and our students and our fellow pilots. Those decisions are what keep us safe and what makes aviation the tremendous thing that it really is.
And Jamie, before we leave this time slot, what would you like to leave with the audience that's looking in on us? Profound wisdom or something to keep us safer, even from the government side to CFI, flying airplanes, general aviation. What would that be?
You know, personal involvement. If you don't mind, each of you has something to offer, whatever your personal strength is. And in your community, just like in my community, you can run for office, you can talk to your city and county commissioners, you can let people know that aviation is important to you, your business, your family, and it should be important to your community, regardless of where you are. Sun and Fun is a great example of what can happen when a small group of people gets together and says, you know what, general aviation really does matter.
Jamie Beckett, thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, Tom Evans, Sun and Fun at Lakeland Linder Airport 2010.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.